16 and a half minutes past 11 o'clock. I want you to meet Chef Paul Kenny. Now, Chef Kenny was a VP of marketing for Kraft Foods for, 35 years or so. Worked with an amazing group of chefs and food scientists and became a chef of his own right, and you've heard of him. He was brought up in an environment where food and entertaining dinner guests was a way of life. And he's written his first book, Impromptu Friday Nights, and you'll want to learn about it. And this is Chef Kenny. Good morning, Chef Kenny. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Orv. How are you?
Just fine, thank you. You're in Memphis, Tennessee.
Correct.
Southern hospitality. This book, you've kind of aimed it at millennials. Who are spending less time eating out and opting to eat in. Is that kind of what it says?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, everybody loves to socialize over a meal. And my wife and I have been a part of many different types of, I call them supper clubs, but they're just people getting together regularly to socialize over a meal. And as I look at the millennials, and really any generation, how you put together a club, how do you get to organize a group and put together regular dinner parties, not to mention the complications that come with that, and how do you do it in such a way that it's fun, simple, and, people enjoy getting together.
Yeah.
That's what the book's all about.
Okay. It has hints on how do you do it?
Oh, yeah. It's got all kinds of hints. It's got, menus and recipes and that kind of stuff, but a lot of it goes back to a buddy of mine who was an amazing chef. He worked for Kraft and Nestle. And, one night after one of our supper club events, he looked at me and says, lots of people write cookbooks. Not many people know what you and Susan do as far as putting together these supper clubs. You should write a book about that. So that sort of, planted a seed years ago. And the book's really about, how to get together with friends.
Now, these supper clubs, that's not really an organized thing, is it? It's not really a club that you pay dues to and become a member of. It's kind of like an ad hoc committee. Do I understand that correct?
Well, yes and no. I mean, in the book, we go through five different types of supper clubs, from very organized and structured, where you do pay dues and you have committees, down to one of my favorite is patterned after my daughter's mother-in-law, and it's called I Don't Cook, But I Know Where to Buy. And it really goes the spectrum of being really formal and structured to very informal and unstructured. So, one of the cool things, Orv, when you tell people about the book, invariably people come back to me and say, well, let me tell you about the club that I used to be in. And to be honest with you, I started writing the book and I cut it off at five different types of clubs because I could have gone on forever. I mean, there's a bazillion different types of clubs.
Yeah. Okay. Super Bowl coming up.
Yeah.
That's a time for a gathering for dinner with friends, right?
Oh yeah. I had another friend ask me, so really, okay, I want to put a Super Bowl. How do I do that? And I put together an article recently just about five rules. And rule number one is whatever you're going to do, make it in advance. You don't want to be cooking during the first quarter, that's for sure. The second rule I've stuck in there is try to come up with something healthy. It's sort of gotten to the point where the Super Bowl is the unofficial end of the holiday season, and we're all trying to be a little bit better about what we eat. So what I'm recommending is, people have something out there that's low carb, maybe a little bit more emphasis on the protein versus your normal Super Bowl fare. And the Super Bowl fare, really, a big recommendation I have is, if you're going to host a Super Bowl party, open it up to, bring an appetizer or a dessert and bring a beverage of your choice, just to share the cost and share the workload. And trust me, when you open it up to that kind of potluck, you're going to get those Super Bowl favorites. A lot of those Super Bowl favorites, as a former Kraft person, I can tell you, are coming out of the Springfield, Missouri plant, where you're going to have Velveeta and mayonnaise and Central. So it's definitely usual Super Bowl fare is not low carb, And as I recommend coming up with the, you know, a low-carb option, it's you probably have a better chance of the Cleveland Browns being in next year's Super Bowl than you do eating healthy at a Super Bowl party.
Chef, it seems to me that people are more conscious of their of what they consume these days, and this business of having fewer carbs seems highly appropriate these days.
Yeah, no, I mean, low carb is definitely a way to manage your waistline. It works, and you know, I'm sort of the poster child for someone who needs to be more focused on low carb. But you know, I can tell you that, you know, if you want a way to manage your weight and also still enjoy food, you can do that with a low carb diet.
Chef Paul Kinney is my guest. He's written this book, Impromptu Friday Nights, A Guide to Supper Clubs. Now, you call them supper clubs. It can be just a random gathering of friends. How do you choose who to invite to these things?
Well, you know, it's funny. Our supper club involvement sort of evolved over years. We're in a great, very formal club in our neighborhood here. Where there's, you know, there's probably 25 people that get together regularly, regularly 4 or 6 times a year at a party. And, it starts out with people you really don't know. It's a great way to meet people in the neighborhood. And what you do is you find out who your friends are, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, from that, you sort of whittle it down to, you know, if you're a group of people. And The title Impromptu Friday Night sort of comes back to a group that we sort of moved it down to. I mentioned my friend the chef. This guy was Lucien Van Boom, was an amazing French chef. He worked for Kraft and for Nestle for years, and he used to come to me we worked together at Kraft at the time. He'd come, hello, are you still there?
Yeah, we are. We're right here. We're listening.
Well, the chef would come to me on a Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock and say, are you and Susan in town this weekend? And I would turn back to him and say, you mean the usual suspects? And from that 3 o'clock, beginning, we would call 4 or 5 other couples, and we had these friends that, you know, we all traveled for business. We're all over the country, all over the world, and it was amazing. 9 times out of 10, we'd start something at 4 o'clock on a Friday afternoon after my wife gave clearance, and we would have people show up for dinner at, you know, 7 o'clock. And so it was an evolution. That was the impromptu side of it, but it really took us from started with a very formal group, and it got down to this very impromptu, informal group. And the whole theme behind the book is, you know, find ways to socialize over a meal and have fun.
What size groups do you recommend?
Well, you know, I like dinner parties of, say 4 couples. That's sort of our optimum.
Yeah.
And, I can tell you my wife is a much better controller than I. We always hosted a New Year's Eve party, and it's sort of word got out that, you know, the Kennys have put on a great New Year's Eve party. It started out with, you know, maybe the 4 or 5 couples, and it got up to 45, 50 people. And my wife finally put her foot down. I always said, hey, the more the merrier. And so it was one of those parties that took on a life of their own. So if you keep it to 4 couples, it's pretty safe.
Your book says there are 5 things you should avoid when hosting. What are they?
Well, you know, it's probably I really, one of the keys that I really feel are critical is if you're putting a meal together where everything's got to be done at the last minute, mm-hmm. That's the cardinal sin, because what that does is keep you from enjoying the party.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
You have to make sure that you have time to enjoy the party.
Sure.
So that's sort of key. And
so
I think,
okay,
go ahead.
Just prepare something that you can prepare in advance. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what else? What's the second thing?
Well, one of the second things is, you know, you got to make sure that you, you enjoy people and that you get a chance to listen to them. So many times you go there and people get a little bit one-sided with conversation. I try to make sure that I'm going to, you know, invite people that are going to be open to other people, but also to, you know, if things sort of get out of control, make sure that you open it up to keep everybody included in the party.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting. These kinds of things are all covered in your book?
It really are. A lot of them are. And also my website, www.impromptufridaynights.com. It's been a lot of fun. The publisher has asked me to be, you know, writing 3 to 5 blogs a week. And, well, I haven't written quite that many. I've been writing a lot. And there's lots of good hints in there and lots of great recipes. And it really, a lot of the message behind the book is coming at you through the website as well.
Now, the book is on the market right now?
Actually, it is. The publication date is this week. It's going out Tuesday.
Okay.
Through Morgan James Publishing.
Gotcha. Okay. But we can get you on your website right now, and that web address once again is
www.impromptufridaynights.com.
Gotcha. Chef Paul Kenny. Chef, good to talk to you this morning. Fascinating stuff. Interesting. I appreciate your taking time to be with me this morning. Thank you much.
Well, I enjoy you having it on.
Be well.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. It's 28 minutes now past 11 o'clock in the morning. Good morning to you. This is Sunday Morning Easy. This hour of Sunday Morning Easy is being brought to you by Randall Residents of Decatur. Randall, 1400 block of West Mound Road. Randall Residents of Decatur. Now it's 28 minutes and 30 seconds past 11 o'clock in the morning. Good morning to you. Sunday Morning Easy.
Dale Southlake Pharmacy and Coley's Corner Drugs have everything you need to be your one-stop healthcare shop. Our knowledgeable staff offers